Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh my gosh, is it Friday? It's kind of crazy, right? Most of us had a short week. Some of us had an even shorter week. Some of us are having a short week again next week. And yet, I mean, it's Friday, and I always get a little extra pep in my step on Friday. You know what I mean? And I just got some news that just put a great big old smile on my face and just warmed the cockles of my heart, or maybe it was the heart of my cockles. I don't know, but something's warm. And it's good, and I'm happy to about it. So something just made me very, very happy. There you go. I just thought I'd share that with you, okay? Steve the Painter texts us on a regular basis on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And he said, tell Robbie over at Certified that they got his antique Honda running so well that he actually misses seeing him, which is nice. And then Robbie was just telling us a couple of moments ago, he's got to call Steve to do some painting. And I know it sounds crazy. His name is Steve the Painter. And for years, I thought, well, it's just a nickname, right? How many years have I been reading Steve the Painter's texts? And I just thought, well, it's just a nickname. And I didn't realize he's a real honest-to-goodness painter that, you know, paints. And Robbie's saying he's going to call him and do some work at his house because he knows he does a great job because he painted the shop. Well, Steve, do me a favor. Put the month of October out there. I may need some painting on Julia's bedroom. I know. I'm not going to dive into it, but we had some stuff, and it would appear in a very sad, disappointing way, we may not, and just ugly. You know, I don't want her bedroom to be ugly, so I want to make sure that we're probably going to look for somebody. And so, Steve, you might get the call. Just FYI. All right. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now that I've been, because I will forget. Jeremy, do me a favor, write that down, because you know what happens. I'll what's that word that you know when you don't forget? Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we got a lot of great stuff we're dealing with. Quick reminder, next week I think we got Bill O'Reilly rolling in here. What do you think about the change of the Department of Defense to the Department of War? Apparently, the president's getting ready to issue an executive order that will change the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War, which, as you may or may not know, used to be the name of the Department of Defense. It was named the Department of War. So we're just, you know, everything old is new again. Kind of one of those things, I guess. I'm okay with it. I don't think there's any problem. Do you? Hit me up on that James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Let me know. Do you have any thoughts about changing the name of the Department of Defense back to the Department of War? Now, as long as I've been alive, and I know it's a long time, it has been the Department of Defense. There are folks, I guess you'd have to go back, what? 70, 80 years when it was the Department of War? Is that right? If you served in the military, do you especially have a thought on that? Right? Nobody better qualified than somebody who has served. What if you worked up at the Pentagon? Right? We've used the shorthand of DOD, again, my entire life. It's been DOD. Does it make a difference? Will anybody be able to say DOW? Doesn't have the same flowing manner as DOD, but Does it really change anything? Does it change the image? Maybe that's part of this. Do you think? Because Pete Hegseth, as the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, or maybe soon to be the Secretary of War, has said, we're getting out of the feel-good, namby-pamby, give every soldier a hug business. We're not doing that anymore. We need to return to the real mission of our military. And we need to reward people for being warriors. Oh, maybe that's where this comes from. Do you think? Could it be the connection to that? That our warriors are not supposed to be viewed as people who are going in and shaking hands. Right? It's not a political campaign. It is about protecting Americans. Well, that's the defense part of it. Right? And being willing to go to war if necessary. It's an odd thing simply because President Trump is a lot of things. A lot of things. You know what he's not? He's not a president who wants war. He, in fact, I would say, has been a president who has avoided wars. And wants to stop wars, has stopped wars. He's somebody that does deserve that Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know that he'll ever get it, but at least he's been nominated for it now. He is anything but a war sort of president. So it does seem a little interesting, maybe even odd, that he wants to take the name of the Department of Defense back by a few decades, and reposition it as the Department of War. Well, I don't know. It's kind of above my pay grade, as they say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a listen to a couple of other things. I know we've got more from Tiny Tim Kaine, and I'm going to do my best to simply not say anything. Germ, I don't know. I know it runs a long time. So let's do cut number four, dive into some of what our diminutive Democrat had to say. Cut number four, please.
There was a witness yesterday who was nominated to be in a position at the State Department overseeing human rights. And he said that human rights, that rights come from God, which I don't disagree with that. The Declaration of Independence has the famous phrase that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. But the individual went on to say that rights do not come from laws or government. That deeply troubled me, because the statement that rights come from God but not from laws or government, that's the way Iran's theocracy runs. They claim that they govern based on Shia law. And because they're Shias, they punish Ahmadiyya Muslims, they punish Baha'i, they punish Sunni Muslims, they punish Christians, they punish Jews. The statement that rights do not come from laws or government, from somebody who is going to take an oath to uphold the Constitution and take an oath to promote equal justice under law, I found very troubling. But I was actually not in the room when Senator Cruz spoke. I was off to vote on something, and apparently he took umbrage at my statement, but I haven't had a chance to see it.
You're full of crap. Right, I mean, I'm saying hypothetically. No, I'm not. No, you're full of crap. Oh, you absolutely watched, analyzed, listened to Cruz eviscerating you. That's the only reason you came out with this goofball stuff, trying to do a little cleanup on Isle Kaine. Who are we kidding here, dude? You and I both know that. He doesn't believe that rights come from God. And that this is what makes, well, makes the American experience so unique. Our founders, some of whom would go on to be described this way, that way, the other way, they all agreed that our rights came from God. They didn't come from the king. That would have been the version of, quote, the government back then. Wasn't the king who sat there and said, well, you have this right or that right in the opinion of those who founded this nation? They looked beyond the king. They went back to a view, frankly, that John Locke had. Locke wrote extensively about this. Now, we always have talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You go back to John Locke. John Locke wrote about life, liberty, and property. A little different, but still the inspiration, if you will, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But our founders all agreed rights came from God, and that is what made us different. And that is why when you look at the Bill of Rights fundamentally is a negative document. Negative towards the government. The government may not do this. The government may not do that. Somebody on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, says to me, 757 says, Jeff, but isn't the right to remain silent granted by the government? No. No, it is not. Your right to remain silent if you are arrested grows out of a legal case, late 60s, Miranda Escobedo, blah, 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 blah. But it is simply an extension of the Fifth Amendment, which says you have a God-given right not to be compelled to testify against yourself. So the answer would be no. It's a great question, but the answer is no. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.